Well, good for you. Sounds like you're, is that your whole week is done? You're done for the week?
Yeah, but I had a really long week and a lot of driving. I drove to Portland yesterday and then back today, and I'm just now getting back, but it was very prosperous for me to do so.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I made all my money this week. Well, not all of it at the house, but I had to actually drive across town for some of it. What was that? Oh, gosh, maybe 10, 12 miles, maybe.
As long as you're making it, that's what matters.
Yeah, it's supplemental, but it helps. It's shaping up to be a nice evening. My car's telling me it's 85 degrees out, and I'm on Lower River heading into town. Got about 9 miles to go.
Nice. We may pass each other. I'm just passing the community college and hitting the double lanes out here. And is it supplemental to you being independently wealthy? Is that what you make money for?
I'm independently wealthy. Not. We're just calling it semi-retired. So, I still work a little bit, but not that much. But enough to keep the wolf from the door, I guess. Yeah, it sounds like you're heading out 199. I'm up on Lower River Road at this time. So you're well on your way to Cave Junction, huh?
Yeah, I'm just passing Midway on the 199 southbound, and I'm retired every day. I was tired yesterday, and I'm tired today, so I guess I'm retired.
Right. Well, welcome home, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I don't have anything major planned.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be a quiet weekend for me. I'll probably put up this repeater that I've got and mess around with it a little bit. It's repeater number 2 that I've got. And otherwise, I'm just going to sleep and take it easy. I got to do some chores tomorrow, like laundry, but, you know, that's no fun.
Yeah, I'm caught up on that. I pretty much do it just one load at a time or half a load at a time. So I'm pretty well caught up on that. Dishwasher is empty. I spent a couple hours hand watering the dry spots in the yard just now. So that part of it's pretty under control. There's a open mic tomorrow at a winery up against Roxanne Peak called Roxanne Winery. So I'll be doing that tomorrow afternoon. That'll be fun.
Nice. It's supposed to be really hot tomorrow. We're supposed to be 100 degrees all weekend and through Tuesday or Wednesday, it looks like. So make sure you hydrate with a little more than wine.
They'll probably have it indoors. Last time they had it, it was a warm day and they had it indoors. I don't know if they had it indoors on purpose, but there was a wedding reception going on outside. So we wound up indoors, so that was really nice. So we might be indoors again. That would be marvelous. But yeah, I'll be prepared for sweltering heat. And yeah, we're supposed to have it till Wednesday. Triple digits for sure.
Yeah, I've got my AC running right now, and I turned it on when I was about an hour away. I turned it on so my house would cool down. And it'll probably keep it running the entire weekend and all next week, I'm sure.
Do you have an Echo Bee thermostat?
I've got a micro air, and I can dial it in from my cell phone anywhere and control it. I can also set, like, timing programs and all kinds of different stuff on it.
Yeah, mine does the same thing. It's kind of cool. When I went to Spectrum, I changed the router out, and I had to redo the Bluetooth connection, but it's an Echo P, and it's pretty cool like that. But since I've been home for so long, I just set it and forget it. I haven't really, you know, remoted into it for any reason. But that's really handy when you're driving down the freeway and you start cooling the house down after you've been gone for a while.
Yeah, that's primarily why I got it, was because I travel so much. It's nice. I can, you know, make sure my cat's comfortable. If the house is cold, I can turn up the temp for him or cool it down for him, et cetera. And then myself as well, when I'm coming home, I look and I'm like, okay, it's 78 inside. I can cool it down to 68 before I get home.
Yeah, my heat pump a year ago was 35 years old, and it wasn't very efficient. It was barely running. And finally, it caught on fire at a certain point, so I replaced it and spent the big bucks on a brand new system entirely. And I'm still paying on it, but I noticed that if I leave it on, you know, a range of temperatures and just leave the house like that, it's actually cheaper than ramping it up and ramping it down, because the system doesn't have to work so hard to cool the furnishings and the walls and the ceiling and all that kind of stuff. If you maintain the temperature, it turns out to be more economical than doing these peaks.
Yeah, I tend to keep mine at a consistent temperature when I'm not, you know, when I'm home. But when I'm traveling, I turn it up or down so that I don't have to keep paying that, you know, expense while I'm gone. And you're supposed to replace your furnace and air conditioning before they catch fire.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. That's way too soon for me. When you get a whole bunch of bids on an air conditioning system and they're all really exorbitantly priced, and you drag your feet, the beauty of waiting until they catch fire is that it kind of, no pun intended, but it short circuits your decision making process. It makes you realize that it's time.
Yeah, I guess there are some advantages, you know. I guess there's always the insurance side of it, too, as long as the house doesn't burn down. But, yeah, AC systems are not cheap. I had a friend that just had his done. It was like $9,000 or something.
I wish. The first bid was $17,000, and that was for a Carrier system, and I asked them if they could price out something cheaper, so they priced out a cheaper system that was made by a company called Goodman. Turns out that's the one that's made in America, of all things. And that was a little over $12,000, so. And it's not a very big house, either. It's a manufactured home that's only like, I don't know what, 1,400 square feet, maybe. But, yeah, they're expensive.
You know, I just realized my friend only had his furnace replaced. He doesn't have central air, so it was like $9,000 for his furnace. And you should look up a Daikin mini split.
Yeah, I had the ducting to distribute the air throughout the whole house, so they just connected it up to the existing ducting. That was kind of handy. Worked out pretty good. But yeah, it's a heat pump, so it. In fact, what's really wild about this climate that we live in is that there's times of the year during springtime where this Echo Bee thermostat, you can set it to heat or cool depending on the range that you're trying to, because it would get really cold at night and heating would be required, and then in the day it would get hot enough where cooling would be required, and you can set like a, you know, keep it between these two temperatures, and it would automatically go between the two, which I thought was kind of cool. My previous system wouldn't do that.
Hey Wes, I'm not sure if it's your location, my location, or a combination of both, but I lost you. Nothing but static. WRTQ 274.
That could be me. I'm coming in behind the hills here on Lower River, or Upper River, actually, at this point. Or else you're getting out of range. I could try hitting the 600 machine and see how I do from Grants Pass on the 600. But nice chatting with you, Jennifer. WRQT. Something, something, something. WRKU 327, I'll see you over on 600.